And now we have a small selection of letters to the evening news.
Our first letter is from Colin Burley from Toftwood, who, as a long-standing Norwich City supporter, is worried that possible rebranding might result in the changing of the canary badge. It was reported in a recent copy of the Evening News that Norwich City Football Club is about to do some rebranding, amongst which is the possibility that the canary badge will be altered. For several years now, the football club has been in the habit of marketing new shirts virtually every year, mainly due, I suspect, to the change in sponsorship and the necessity to add to the finances of the club. The management at Carrow Road must rub their hands when the cry goes up from youngsters, "Please, Dad, can I have a new Norwich football kit?" I am not one who likes change for change's sake, and I can recall how miffed I was as a young lad of 16 when the green and yellow front and back shirts were changed in 1947. In the back of my mind, I have the feeling that I once saw them wear shirts of green and yellow quarters, front and back, but can find no evidence to substantiate this. I'm wondering if anyone else can recall this. I'm still wearing, with pride, a Norwich and Peterborough-sponsored shirt from 1996, which I consider to be the best the Canaries ever wore. That shirt carries the canary badge, which was first used in 1972, and is still worn on shirts today. It bears the lion and castle, portion of the city badges, together with a canary perched proudly on top of a football. It's a badge which is easily recognised and admired throughout the soccer fraternity worldwide. I urge the club not to alter it. I'm sure the fans of the club at Portman Road would have something to say if the management there removed the Suffolk Punch from their badge and replaced it with a donkey, or even 11 donkeys.
Our next two letters concern jazz and big band music. Michael Johnson of Thurlton asks why we don't hear these types of music on the radio. Seeing the photograph of Langley School Jazz Band at a Royal Norfolk show, May 27, it is encouraging to know that jazz is still alive. Why then do we never hear any jazz played on local radio? Nor do we hear big band music such as Count Basie, Duke Ellington or Stan Kenton. It's as if these forms of music never existed. An explanation would be welcomed, please. A few days later, there was a response from Richard Tree of KL1 Radio, claiming that his programme on this local radio station plays these forms of music. With regard to Michael Johnson's letter, Evening News, June 3rd, regarding the absence of big band and swing on local radio, I would like to point out that there is such a programme right here in Norfolk, and I am lucky enough to present it. It's called 60 Minute Swing, and it goes out every Sunday from 11 a.m. on the new local radio station for King's Lynn and West Norfolk, KL1 Radio. We've been on air since last September, and you can listen via our website, www.kl1radio.co.uk, or via your smart speaker, or via several radio apps, such as Radio Garden or Get Me Radio. It has proved very popular, and I play a mix of old and new swing, big band and jazz when requested. Artists that pop up regularly include Stan Kenton, Artie Shaw, Glenn Miller, Cab Calloway, Ray Anthony, Ella Fitzgerald, Doris Day, Ambrose, Frank Sinatra, Benny Goodman, Duke Ellington, Bobby Darin, Lionel Hampton, Chris Barber, Billy May, and many, many more. I do hope Mr. Johnson will tune in soon. We also have a Listen Again selection on the website that allows you to listen to all of the output going back 14 days.